his authority in expanding a health care program to wealthier participants. The Chicago-based court upheld a lower court decision to halt the family care expansion and now returns to that court to determine whether the expansion is legal. But the appellate court noted that the Blagojevich administration doesn't even know who it's signed up, how much in premium payments it's collected, or even where the money is kept. Blagojevich asked the legislature to approve the expansion. Lawmakers in a legislative panel that makes program rules both said no, but the governor went ahead anyway. That led to the lawsuit by a lawyer and business groups. A jury has ordered the Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center in Charleston to pay a patient $2.3 million in damages. Clinton Dean Lovell of Tuscola went into the hospital for prostate surgery in August 2003. He contended in a lawsuit that after his procedure, a nurse went against doctor's orders by administering him an enema. Lovell's lawyers alleged the enema resulted in him needing multiple surgeries and an artificial sphincter. Attorneys for Sarah Bush countered that the prostate surgery had touched off a series of problems requiring additional operations. The trial took 9 days. The jury reached its verdict yesterday after 3 hours of deliberation. A supporter of Kickapoo State Park says now is no time to become complacent after lawmakers' action this week. Fred Hubbard of Danville reminds area residents that Governor Blagojevich has yet to sign off on the plan to restore $231 million, not only to parks that are slated to close, but a number of social service agencies. Weeks ago, Hubbard organized a motorcycle rally in Springfield. Tomorrow's event is now aimed solely at sending a message to the governor. Hubbard says optimism is high that the governor will approve the funds, but the guessing game continues.
Everybody seems to think that he will sign it. But like I say, it's just kind of up in the air. You can never tell. He may find something in there that he doesn't like. He may veto a portion or all of the bill, or he may just sit on it for the next couple of months. We don't know what his agenda is.
Hubbard is hoping to see as many as 300 people attend tomorrow's rally in Springfield, which is open to motorcycles as well as cars, trucks, and buses. Notices have been sent around the state for anyone wishing to attend. Hubbard says some people near Weldon Springs at State Park at Clinton, which is also slated to close, are planning to join. A motorcade will leave from Kickapoo Landing at Kickapoo State Park at 8 tomorrow morning and head west on Interstate 74 and 72 tells to go to Springfield. The rally runs from 10 to 3 at the Lincoln statue by the state capitol. The tentative deal reached by Mitsubishi Motors North America and the United Auto Workers for the company's plant in Normal follows union rejection of another deal earlier this month. The company and the union say they won't talk about the tentative deals until the plant's 1,264 employees vote on it. It's not clear when that will happen. The plant's union employees will have been working without a contract since their most recent labor agreement expired September 5th. Mitsubishi spokesman Dan Urban says the company cut the plant's workforce by about 100 through buyouts this summer. Plant employees accepted pay and benefit cuts 2 years ago in exchange for the promise that their jobs would be safe for 2 years. In 2004, Mitsubishi laid off 1,200 workers at the Normal plant. The company's U.S. sales are down 22% this year, according to figures compiled by Autodata Corporation. Parkland College's annual fundraising campaign has raised about $1 million this far, 25% higher than a year ago. College Foundation Executive Director Carl Meyer says much of that money was raised during the school's annual fundraising campaign that began in August will go toward providing scholarships to students. He says that the scholarships are important for students struggling with tuition costs.
When the community college system was originally put together, it was to be funded by one-third local taxes, one-third state, and one-third tuition. And since that time, it's changed dramatically to where the state now is putting in less than 20% of the operating fees. So there's where some of our efforts need to cover.
Meyer says Parkland is operating on the same amount of money the state gave to community colleges in 1992. Last year, the foundation raised $1.8 million and awarded more than $200,000 in scholarships to 182 Parkland students. The foundation's goal this year is to raise $2 million. The fundraising campaign will end in October. Congress has spent much of the week hashing out the details of a $700 billion bailout plan. But legislation on another topic that's been controversial in Illinois has quietly been making its through committees. Tony Arnold has more.
Horse slaughter. It's currently not happening anywhere in the U.S., but Gail Vaca, who runs a horse rescue farm near upstate DeKalb, says that doesn't mean it's not going on.
Really, slaughter has not ended. It's just relocated.
Vaca says many owners sell their horses to slaughterhouses in Canada and Mexico. The bill in front of Congress would make it illegal to take horses across the border for slaughter for human consumption. A spokesperson for the Horsemen's Council of Illinois says the legislation would mean more unwanted horses running around. Federal lawmakers must approve the legislation before the new Congress is sworn in, or else it would have to be reintroduced. I'm Tony Arnold.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Today's programs are made possible with support from the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, educating consumers about their rights as patients since 1977. The Healthcare Consumers is a proud member of Community Shares of Illinois, a choice for payroll donation at work on the web at cs-il.org.
Coming up on 12:36 Central Time, you're listening to The Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert sitting in